The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Wednesday, the 27th of January. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. A dominant first-half display helped Manchester City return to the top of the Premier League table last night. İlkay Gundogan scored twice in a 5-0 demolition of West Brom at the Hawthorns. City's lead will only last 24 hours if Manchester United can take all 3 points from tonight's match with Sheffield United at Old Trafford. City manager Pep Guardiola is not thinking about the title race right now.
The last thing I'm thinking is about the table. Now I'm going to come back home safe. Few days off, and Sheffield United is the only I'm concerned. Today just finished the first round, first leg, so we have still 19 games. It's an incredible marathon. We are going to drop points, we're going to lose games. And the important is what happened, be calm, like we were when we were 12 in the table. Understand why we didn't win that game, and immediately win the next one. This is the only I'm concerned right now.
When it comes to United, their boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer feels more consistency is required if they're to realise their title ambitions.
We're not getting carried away. We know we have to get consistency in the results, performances. The two teams that have been top of the league the last three seasons, they have been amazing. Absolutely incredible consistency, quality. And in many, many other seasons, you would have won the league with 15, almost 20 points less than what they have had, the two of them. So we know that this is the start of something. We just want to be competitive and keep on improving.
Elsewhere last night, Arsenal atoned for their FA Cup exit at the hands of Southampton. Mikel Arteta's side were 3-1 winners away to the same opposition, with the goals of St Mary's scored by Nicola Pepe, Bukayo Saka and Alexander Lacazette. Steve Bruce claims Newcastle have enough quality to avoid relegation despite going 9 top-flight games now without a win. A superb Jack Harrison goal gave Leeds a 2-1 victory at St James's Park last night. West Ham gatecrashed the top four with a 3-2 victory at Crystal Palace. Thomas Soucek scored twice as the Hammers made it 6 successive wins in all competitions, much to the delight of their boss, David Moyes.
I think part of a manager's job is to try and raise expectations at your football club. But I'm not going to try and be stupid, because I think West Ham have done it too often and maybe got it wrong. I'm going to try and be a bit more steady and sensible if I can. But I'm ambitious. I want to manage teams at the top of the league. I want to be in and around the top. I want to be competing in the competitions if I can. And, you know, the players are giving me every hope. They're doing a great job. The players have been exceptional how they've played. They really have been in. And, you know, they want more. I can sense it in the dressing room.
Thomas Tuchel takes charge of Chelsea for the first time tonight as Wolves visit Stamford Bridge. Kick-off there is at 6. At the same time, Burnley entertain Aston Villa. There's a 7:30 start to the meeting of Brighton and Fulham. Everton can go fourth with a win at home to third-place Leicester City from 8:15. In the Championship, Mick McCarthy takes charge of Cardiff City for the first time away to Barnsley tonight. Scottish Premiership leaders Rangers go to Hibs. Celtic are at home to Hamilton. This year's Allianz Hurling League could look very different as a result of the extension of the lockdown. Both the football and hurling leagues may be delayed now by a month, beginning instead at the end of March. It's reported as well the hurling league could be reformatted on a geographical basis. There's an A race card at Thurles this afternoon, the first off there at 12:15. Now coming up on OTB AM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're chatting to Christian Falk, Dermot Ling and Orla O'Dwyer. Then tonight we're speaking to Ronan O'Gara. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your App Store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.